The markets today? Meh. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 14th of September. Thanks for coming on board, everybody. The markets ended the day pretty darn near flat, and we'll check all the numbers in just a bit. Janet Yellen, former Fed chair, says she's worried about the U.S. economy, the latest voice to raise concerns. For those of you who decided you were going to boycott Nike because of Colin Kaepernick, it ain't working. 10 companies that are already feeling the pain of the Trump tariffs, we do have a list. Are you a cord cutter? Watch out, prices are headed up. Those stories and Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine and stuff to do in the Metro. It's all coming your way next here on the Friday edition of the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits of any size. AURION.com. An action coach, Monty Wyatt, and Live to Lead with John Maxwell, Carly Fiorina, Daniel Pink, and Deborah Searle. That's Live, the number 2, Lead, Des Moines.com.
Hey, and welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for clicking through. My name is Michael Libby. You want to reach out to me on Twitter, you can do that. I'm at Michael. Last name is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Or you can go ahead and tweet us up for the broadcast. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. Let's get into it, shall we? Today, former Fed Chair Janet Yellen says she's more than worried about the U.S. economy. Here's what she said at an event in Washington today. Quote, "The question for the Fed is how to manage monetary policy to try to keep the expansion going for a long time. And it's going to be quite challenging." That's her words. She's referring to the central bank's dilemma of both keeping inflation from spiking without curbing economic growth. With the economy effectively at full employment or even beyond it, wages and prices, in theory, should rise as businesses bid for employees and workers have more money to spend. But that's not happening. And that has Janet worried. She went on to say, quote, "At a time like this, I would be worried that the economy is in a situation where it could overheat. I don't think it would be very rapid, but I do think it could occur." Yellen suggested the Fed, ahead of its next recession, should make an explicit commitment to keep interest rates low until the impact of the next downturn is fully offset. That would be a change of what we're looking at. And, you know, she's talking about the next recession. The next recession. I thought we were out of that, right? Maybe not. The Fed, by the way, has raised rates twice this year and is expected to do so again at its September 25th and 26th policy meeting. Well, Nike's controversial ad campaign with former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick has drawn a surge in social media following. Nike added roughly 170,000 Instagram followers around the timing of the release of its ad campaign. But that's not all. Nike stock hit a record high yesterday at $83.90 a share, and sales have jumped along with the stock. Bottom line is the addition of Kaepernick to its Just Do It campaign seems to be a winner. Now, the ad campaign generated all kinds of likes and social media comments, and the campaign did prompt a boycott from some consumers who were upset over the use of a polarizing figure like Kaepernick, and the stock did initially drop. Meanwhile, though, Nike's online sales reportedly surged in the immediate few days after the announcement. The video on Nike's Instagram account is now the second most liked post ever behind its Soccer World Cup campaign. And Nike stock today, it settled at $83.49 a share. And if you want to do the math, market cap over at Nike, $133.7 billion. Thank you very much. Speaking of stocks, the markets were flat today and turned that way following President Trump saying he wants to move forward with $200 billion in tariffs against China. So are these tariffs good for American businesses or not so much? Well, Kiplinger has a report out today looking at 10 companies that have already felt the brunt of the trade war. And first on the list is Tyson Foods. Due to the trade issues between the United States, Mexico, and China and an oversupply of beef and pork, that's meant that chicken has become more expensive. Tyson dished out a lowered full-year profit forecast in late July, warning shareholders that this year's bottom line would be 12% less than initially thought thanks to the trade war. Number two is Harley-Davidson. The company was already facing headwinds due to low volumes of sales. Now the retaliatory tariff placed on their motorcycles going to Europe means the bikes cost $2,000 more than before, and that has slowed sales. Ford Motor Company made the list, actually both GM and Ford. The concern from both is higher costs for steel and aluminum, which drives the price of cars higher. In addition, Ford in late August decided to halt its plans to sell its Chinese-made Focus Active here in the United States, saying the tariff would be too detrimental to the vehicle's profitability. How about Molson Coors Brewing? They, too, have been stung with a tariff on aluminum. Canned beer, that's cans made out of aluminum, accounts for roughly half of the $20 billion worth of beer purchased in the United States every year. Adding 10% on top of its already rising cost poses a potential threat to Molson Coors' bottom line. And Coca-Cola is in the same boat as Molson Coors. It, too, sells canned beverages, but unlike the brewer, it's leaning toward putting most of the added load on its customers' shoulders. Coke said in July it would be raising prices, but didn't suggest exactly how much. Who else is on the list of 10 companies that are being hurt by the tariffs? Whirlpool. Because many of their appliances are now made in Mexico, and there has been an acute shortage of the product. At first, the company said they thought the tariffs were a good thing, but then came the bill. The additional $350 million that Whirlpool will have to shell out for materials this year will take a bite out of profits. Alcoa Aluminum made the list. You know, most investors know that Alcoa is a major aluminum supplier to North American buyers. What most folks don't know or appreciate is that it doesn't necessarily mine all the metal it sells. It buys plenty from foreign suppliers, turning that raw metal into something more marketable here in the United States. But those tariffs have come to haunt them. Union Pacific, I thought this one was interesting. The company is in the midst of laying down a great deal of new railroad track, but a shipment of rails manufactured in Japan sat on a boat for nearly 6 weeks in San Francisco Bay while the buyer and seller bickered about who would pay the recently created tariffs on the steel beams. With the tariffs in place, the cost of a new mile of railroad track, well, that grew from $3 million a mile to $3.7 million. SunPower Solar Power. Now, this is a company that sells solar panels. Now, SunPower doesn't manufacture those panels domestically. They're only designed and turned into installable systems here in the United States. Well, the panels are made in Malaysia and the Philippines for much less than what it would cost to manufacture them here in the States. That little fact makes them subject to a hefty 30% tariff. So the company announced in April it would acquire foreign-owned Solar World, which manufactures solar panels in Oregon, thus circumventing the new tariffs. There you go, 10 companies who are feeling the pinch of the tariffs. The online-only television bundles that have lured away cable TV customers with rock-bottom prices might not stay that low for long. For example, DirecTV Now's streaming service recently raised its basic plan by $5 over the summer, bringing its starting monthly cost to $40. While millions of people have cut the cable to go digital, they're finding out that rates, once at rock bottom, are starting to inch upwards. Not by much, but that direction is clear. However, price increases at the low end of the live TV market aren't deterring new customers. More than 9 million subscribers will be using streaming services by the end of this year, growing to 24 million by 2022. That is according to estimates from investment bank UBS AG. A UBS survey, by the way, found that most customers had switched to the services to save money. Now the prices are going up. Just can't win, can we? Stocks erased morning gains to close. Little change today after President Trump reportedly says he wants to move forward with $200 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese goods. The S&P 500 rose a fraction of a point to eke out a fifth straight day of gains, as well as a solid weekly gain. Entering today's session, the broad index was up by 1.1% for the week. The Dow rose 8 points today, while the NASDAQ ended just below the flatline. Investors had been cheering the possibility of renewed trade talks with China and a rebound in tech shares, but reality set in today and tough tariff talk was back. The Dow closed up 8 points and changed to end the week at 26,154. The NASDAQ fell a fraction to 8010, and the S&P 500 was up fractionally to 2904. In a word, Wall Street was meh today. Gold fell a whopping $9.40 to end the week at $1,193.60 an ounce. Oil gained 39 cents to close at $68.98 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note was up again today at 2.99%. Coming up next, it's Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine. Stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Stay with us.